Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our baseball team in Atlanta, what a freaking game. What a freaking comeback. We talk about clutchness. They don't have it. Found a way to get it done. Now, it was almost a situation, though, but the damn base running almost got us in trouble again. But
all right, yeah.
That's a them problem. But yet they found a way
to. Do we credit Freddie Gonzalez for getting the guy to third?
Yeah, man. Hey,
is that
hey,
how what, that works
whatever,
now?
Whatever. You're not going to try to undermine this one, Abe. This is a big
no, time I don't
win
want to. I don't want
for
to.
This team. They needed it. They needed one of these wins. First in 10 one-run games they
right.
won? I mean,
yeah.
Everything that we talked about yesterday, and the main thing we talked about yesterday was getting one. Now, go get another one.
Now we're hungry.
Yes.
Now we're ready to
yes.
eat. There's
yes.
a couple things
yes.
here, Randy, and we'll break it down one by one before we get to the ultimate question, which I think a lot of people are asking, is this the spark moment? We'll get to that in a little bit. This was so refreshing. It was so enjoyable last night. The rain delay was a bummer just because I had to wait an extra hour to get into it. But we were headed to what the concern was, right? Like 7 innings of this, 8 innings of this was exactly what we've seen all season long.
Correct.
A pretty good outing by Spencer Schwellenbach. Not his best, but he goes 7 innings. You wanted guys to go deep, so you don't have to see a ton of bullpen. He goes 7 innings. He does give up 4 runs. It's a winnable game, though, at 4 runs. It needs to be winnable when you have the offense and the players and the payroll that the Braves have. 8 strikeouts there for Schwelly. And it got to that moment in the ninth where we've seen it before. We've talked about it all year. Runners in scoring position.
Yep. They leave him on base.
First guy swings. Alex Verdugo pops it up. Matt Olson gets called out on the ball that's outside the zone. Can we get the helmet tap going yet? I'm so tired of guys getting rung up on balls.
Unbelievable.
So he strikes out, and then I think it was Austin Riley. I may have forgotten the entire ninth inning. I think Austin Riley flew out, maybe. And then you're there with 2 outs, and you're like, it's up to Ozuna.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you, my confidence level is low. Yeah, I'm going to be real honest.
I think it has. You consider what they've been doing all year.
I thought for sure he was going to ground out.
Ain't nobody blaming you for that. You know, and then when he hits it, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, it's out there. Now, everybody run. All right, let's not get on third and be down with one down, down one run. No, go. Let them throw you out at the plate.
Make
them throw you out of the plate. They didn't have a play. Now, the guy who caught the relay, he did. The ball slipped out of his hand.
Yeah, I think that was Lindor trying to chug it home.
It slipped out of his hand, mm-hmm. but I think the runner would have been safe anyways. But, yeah, that's what I'm like. Okay, we got the clutch part of it. Now that we got the clutch part in it, can we get them out? Can we find a way – with this raggedy-ass man on second, which rule I hate unless it benefits my team, can we find a way to get out of it?
Well, let's go even before
and
that.
Who did that?
You know, Iggy, that was pretty crisp.
Let's go before
yeah,
that.
He did.
Because it also took, and this is a reminder to go vote for Braves on the All-Star team.
Yes.
It took, and we've seen Michael Harris do it a couple of times, it's not that we're surprised. We've all said that Acuña is a Gold Glove caliber outfielder, but one of the best catches of the season.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
The play that he made is the catch, and then the awareness to double off Juan Soto was just unbelievable. Wasn't his best throw, but I mean, it got there. And
yeah.
Juan Soto's in no
completely
man's
lost.
Land. He's in no man's land. Like, what the hell is going on? But I mean, considering that, you know, and it was a hell of an effort that Ronald made early in the game, you know, just missed outside of his glove, 3 runs score on that play. But I mean, just for him to save the game the way he did, and I just thought, you know, because I was trying to figure out what the hell were the Mets going to review. They were like, review what? Because
I think they just wanted to confirm it was a clear catch. They saw in the first replay, immediately was like, no, it's a catch. We can't review this.
Oh, okay.
I think. Live action at full speed, I thought he caught it, but I couldn't tell if it would slim the padding or.
Oh, okay.
Now, the replay had a great angle where you could see it was very clearly in the webbing of his glove inches before it would have hit the wall. An incredible catch up against the wall. Obviously, like you said, the throw, the awareness that he wasn't going to be on first base. And then Iglesias, man.
He was good, man. Got to call it.
You got to credit where it's due.
He was good.
Dylan Lee got out of it because of the double play there from Acuna. Iglesias, come on. And I've said this ever since they instituted this guy on second rule. I expect the run to score.
Yep.
Anytime that you hold a team with that guy still sitting on second, it's just a masterful pitching job. And that's what you got out of Iglesias. That's what allows you to win the game the way that you did. I also found it very funny. This was, again, and I put this out on X on Twitter last night. It didn't mean anything. That was a heck of a catch in center field by the Mets.
When I was walking up here, and I was like, imagine if that was two out. That would have been number one on the top 10.
Well, he wouldn't have been shallow.
That was a hell of a damn grab. No matter where he was, Abe, it was a hell of a damn grab by him. And fortunately for the Braves, it was just a second out. They were able to tag up and go in there and win the baseball game. Great job, because that's when you're in that situation. It's like, okay, you got the right guy up. Just get it in the air. Just get it in the air. If it was even more a little shallow, I think Freddie sends him anyways. Let's get out of here with this win and, you know, feel good for one day, because you got to go back again today. Obviously, we call him the stopper.
Yeah.
Chris Sale's on the mound.
Streak starter now.
And so hopefully he is that tonight. But, yeah, I mean, just a great team win for this team last night against, I don't want to say against all odds, because, I mean, it ain't damn the end of the damn season. But just for them to win this game in a clutch moment when they have been one of the worst unclutched Braves team of how this iteration has been right now.
Yeah, so Austin Riley, the game-winning sac fly. I do want to credit Freddie Gonzalez over at third base on this, and not that Tui wouldn't have done the same thing. There was a small thought in my mind when he caught that ball deep, deep, deep in center after a long run. I was like, oh, man, I hope Luke Williams is tagging up and didn't expect it. Because a lot of times guys just give up on the ball. It's over their head. They know it's going to be a sac fly or a game winner. It's too deep to throw anyone out. And I was just impressed that Luke was tagging up at third as opposed to being off the bag thinking the guy was going to give up on the ball. So a little bit of credit there. And look, the question is being asked today, Randy. I know you don't want to address it. I think we still have to talk about it at least for a quick second. Is like, does this feel like a turning point?
Nope.
No. Why not? Because it's just one game?
Yes. Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it could potentially be viewed at a turning point in hindsight. I think if in 2 weeks from now you've gone on a run where you're 10-3 in these 13 games against the NL East opponents, 10 of them against Phillies and Mets, 7 of them against the Mets, I think you could potentially look back and say, this eighth inning comeback to tie it, the win in extras, could be the turning point. I don't think you can call it that today.
No. But, I mean, if they string together and stuff starts going better down the stretch, okay, you can always say that. But right now, no, I'm not going to fall into that trap with this squad because of the inconsistency of everything. I mean, especially the offense. So, and it was like that for a while last night. So until you show me more consistent, and that's the only thing that we've been actually talking about with this ball club is just being more consistent at the plate and things like that. And yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo what happened last night. That was an outstanding victory to find a way to get a walk-off, to find a way to manufacture and get runs in and win a baseball game against a team. I won't say you're chasing, but you can put a dent in some stuff because of how many times you play them in the next 2 weeks. You know, you got them 7 times. So you have an opportunity and to be able, all right, you got one of the 7.
Yeah.
So could you get another one and then another one? And then could you get the series? And then you just keep moving on from there. But this is about – they're in a position right now. I don't give them the benefit of the doubt or nothing. You know, it's about stacking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. And, but yeah. But
it's an opportunity to build, but it's not there yet. No doubt about it. Game two tonight, 7:15. As you mentioned, it is Chris Sale looking to continue a really strong run of outings recently against Paul Blackburn. Also tonight is the Usher bobblehead. He's got, it looked like, unless they took the picture.
Does he have a fur coat on?
In mirror.
Is it the red fur coat?
No, he's holding his left hand as a piece up and his right hand as an A-town down. Usher's also going to be in the building tonight.
Is he throwing out first pitch?
Throwing out the first pitch. So right. Look forward to that. I know he's thrown out first pitches before, certainly in Cleveland. I think he's done that before.
A-town down. Okay.
So looking forward to that. So
they should have had him with the red coat on with some cherries.
I'm not part of the design team, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I think that's the outfit he wore for the Super Bowl performance. He's got the roller skates on and everything.
Oh, it does? Mm-hmm.
I still think it looks pretty good. Okay. So we'll get a look at that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.